Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 20 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this journey to use NaNoWriMo to level up to professional output levels. Welcome to Day 22. I'm going to take another few minutes out to talk about doing this during major life events. I once had the fortune of meeting and having coffee with Chris, who started NaNoWriMo, way back in the early days of NaNoWriMo, when he was still hanging out at Central Perk in Berkeley. For all I know, he still is. But I met him at a write-in there and got to talk to him a little bit about his reasoning for picking November. And he told me that he picked it because it's a short month, and it's a month with built-in obstacles. And he wanted to be able to get the practice in, to be able to write with discipline, in spite of the kind of stuff that holidays are guaranteed to throw into the mix. Emotional turmoil, scheduling problems, planning difficulties. He picked November because those things are all in the mix, and it's not a bad reason. This month, I've actually been out of the loop for a whole 10 days to help a friend move 600 miles. That involved driving back to the Bay Area, helping him pack up, helping him triage his stuff, doing a little pickup work while I was down there, seeing friends, then driving back up here to the wilds of the Oregon coast where he had taken a beach house so that he could concentrate on his writing. Now, during that time, I didn't write very much. I had 2 days during all that time when I got any writing done, and for the rest of it, it was all I could do to keep up with business stuff, because I was in a house on a bed I didn't sleep well on, I was in a climate that I'm not used to anymore, I was running all around through the kind of traffic that has gotten really, really bad in the year since I left, and all in all, I was just tired. I wanted to be home. I wanted to be writing. I wanted to be walking on the beach and playing with my dog. Even though I'm writing a book set in the San Francisco Bay Area, it just really wasn't in the cards. So I took the opportunity to do some research and take some pictures of some places that are in the novel I'm working on right now so that I'd have more reference shots. And I just let it go and kept going. What was amazing to me is that my friend didn't. He kept it up every day. This is what he was moving away for, and he wasn't about to let the fact that he was moving kick his ass. Every day except two that I know of, the days that we were actually driving, he wrote past his normal word count, and on those days he still wrote, he just wrote a little less. Now, for me, that wasn't an option, though I've written on the road a lot of times before. I finished at least 5 novels sitting in the bars at conventions with noise going on all around me. It was just the kind of noise that gets my juices flowing, so it was a good place for me to do that. For my friend, he went out and he wrote at his favorite coffee shop where he'd been writing while we were down in the Bay Area, and then when he came back here, he wrote at his new beach house, and he kept it up, and it looks like he's going to be finishing NaNoWriMo with a win this year. Now, this plays really well into what's going to happen in the next 2 days, where you're going to hear about what to do if you wind up behind, and why your writing deserves a front seat in your life. It's possible to beat NaNoWriMo even as a brand new author who's never written a novel before, which he is, even while you're in the middle of a cross-country move to a place where you've never lived before. It's just a matter of how you prioritize. Me, I didn't prioritize my writing. I had business things to take care of, and I knew that I would have time when I got back here, so I was willing to let it go. Him? He was not willing to let it go. He was desperately afraid that he was not going to be able to get back on the horse if he let himself fall off. So he didn't. This game is all about what happens in between your ears. And your priorities, despite the way it feels sometimes, are truly what you make them. So, even if you're having a hard time with this as we head into the holidays, keep it up. You can do it. I've certainly got more writing to do than I've got time for through the holidays, and I'm going to be writing every single day, including Thanksgiving and Christmas, because that's what I've got scheduled and booked. And you know what? It's going to be fun. I'll see you tomorrow.
NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2015 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.